Welcome back to Bourbon Banter 2.
Nos.
This one's with Justin.
Howdy.
We'll be watching part of the Steelers-Ravens wildcard game and Kentucky-Mississippi State, because go Cats.
You know, like when we were younger and you had a favorite sports athlete? Well,
yes,
athlete. All athletes are sports athletes.
Oh.
But you had him as like your background.
On your phone?
Yeah, like I had Chris Paul from Prime.
You had Chris Paul?
Prime ID Chris Paul, Rose, the Lakers, okay. The question is, do you think that gay guys, do you think any of them are like attracted to a athlete and they have them as their background? Because some people have their celebrity crushes as their backgrounds. Do you think any gay guys have like athletes as their background? Because I just thought, like, I was thinking of a scenario, like if I'm in a bar or a club and I get a glimpse of a guy's phone background and it's Lamar
Ronaldo.
Jackson.
Okay.
Or, yeah, something. And I'm going to be like, oh, huge Lamar Jackson fan. And they were just like, yeah, I'm extremely attracted to him. Like, just something like that. I was like, that would be such a funniest.
Do you think that's ever happened?
Oh, I that's what I'm asking. Like, I wonder if
there's no way.
You know, maybe not.
I really don't think any gay dudes have professional athletes as their background.
Who's the most attractive athlete, dude wise?
Dude?
Yeah, he was like a handsome athlete. And I think Justin Herbert's not a bad looking dude. But
Kelly Oubre.
Kelly Oubre's a good look. Yeah.
Not fair.
Not as really isn't.
Smooth as fuck.
Yeah.
Stupid. If you were the NFL player, not NFL player, if you went in now, you're running back in an NFL game, and they gave you the ball, how many yards are you getting? You get one run.
Like me right now?
Yes. One run.
Maximum two.
Let's think average line, like average offensive line. So.
Maximum two. Max. Probably zero. But, like, if I'm going to get any yards, the maximum would
it's
be
It's definitely
two.
One of those where you get the ball and you just dive forward and hope.
Try and jump over the line.
Jump over.
Yeah. Try.
There's 6'5" plus. Around? You ain't jumping around.
Yeah.
You find a little gap and just dive forward on the ground.
I'm not going. I'm literally just going to sit there and I'm not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Two, three
yards max.
Yeah. Definitely not coming out not injured. But
no. But all these running backs, they're somewhat shorter. Short for the NFL is like 6 foot.
Yeah, but they're fucking, they can squat a million pounds.
Yeah, that there's a ball of muscle.
Saquon as a freshman in college is like cleaned like 5'05".
Yeah, that's just, I don't know if I like how gentrified the NFL has become. Same with college football.
I mean gentrified?
Gentrified is in like super mainstream.
I'm just an idiot. I don't
there's
know
so
word.
Much production into it now.
It's not.
Much money into
the NFL
it
is not a sport company. It's an entertainment company.
Exactly.
It's like NBA, same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, think about it that way. Yeah, they'll make it entertaining no matter what. It's all about money. They don't care about fucking competitiveness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are some celebrities that you think might be better or worse in person, looks-wise? Like, who's, like, a celebrity that, like, wow, attractive, but you go to see in person, like, way better or way worse than you expect?
Honestly, J-Lo.
You think it'd be worse?
I think it'd be worse. I don't think she's that attractive in person as she probably...
She's also, like, 55.
I heard she's also a jerk.
Oh, it's complete ass, but apparently. You think that would be...
I feel like it's
like
more,
in her prime or like right now?
Right now. But or, I feel like this applies more to dudes for sure. Like Glenn Powell, I mean, I don't think... He looks like a capybara. I've seen this comparison and it's very accurate. But Glenn Powell in person probably just... Like I probably wouldn't even recognize him. I probably wouldn't know it's Glenn Powell. I'd be like, oh, it's just a regular dude.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah. But I feel like it's more...
I feel like one that would be better in person would be Jessica Alba. Like, whoa.
Dude, Jessica Alba in the Fantastic Four. Unreal.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jennifer Lawrence would be worse, I feel.
100%.
Yeah, she's very normal.
Yes, very normal. But I feel like it's more, you're more likely to be a normal looking guy and get famous than a normal looking girl and get famous.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's just how the entertainment goes.
Zendaya? Better in person or worse?
Better. I think she's probably better. I think Zendaya is an anomaly in my opinion. You know, who's probably though like a very normal looking person in person is Tom Holland.
I was gonna say, yeah, I would notice him.
I probably wouldn't. Yeah,
he's 5'6".
Yeah, you know, I probably walk right past him and not even look down. I also like obviously the NBA. All those players are so tall, but I always forget that NFL players are also insanely tall.
Not even close to NBA though.
Not close, but they're all
dude. The tallest huge. Fucking player on the field right now is a point guard in the NBA.
No, yeah, exactly.
It's insane.
But it's still
6'3", 6'4".
Like Herbert, like Allen looks, he's tall. He's 6'6". He looks like the biggest. Kid. 6'6", yeah. Point guard NBA. Isn't that so weird?
Good for him, though. Haley Steinfeld.
Dude. Talk about better or worse. Better.
Yeah.
She don't give a fuck either.
No. I think Florence Pugh might also be not as...
I think worse.
Yeah, worse. But I still think Florence Pugh is beautiful.
Portman? Back then, better. Now,
like, dude, man. Like Star Wars Portman?
Attack of the Clones? Oh my fucking God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Climbing up that fucking pillar.
I love the part when they're on top of the pillar and they jump off the pillar onto that
thing.
That would hurt so bad.
Oh my God.
That would, you break every
Hayden Christensen bone. And Natalie Portman as like the couple were way too hot together.
Dude,
there's no way those two would have worked. They're too hot.
He is such a normal looking person now.
Well,
but
now,
back,
yeah.
But that back then he was a smoke.
Yeah. But no wonder they didn't work. Not because of the lore of Darth Vader, because they're too hot.
What a dope character.
Prime Anakin with the long hair, dude. Good looking dude.
Dude, Revenge of
the Robot arm. This guy is hot.
Revenge of the Sith.
The third, yes. Long hair.
Anakin.
Yes.
With long hair, metal arm, or Winter Soldier. Long hair, metal arm. Stan. Sebastian Stan.
Who would I pick for what?
I guess attractiveness.
No, Anakin.
Yeah. But I think I love Sebastian Stan. I'm a Bucky guy. I want to go as Bucky as
he killed Iron Man's dad.
He killed my mom. Lately, I mean, I've never, like, Chris Evans has been, you know, Captain America. But when he grows that beard, man, a little unfair.
That's Snowpiercer.
A little unfair.
Did you see which actor grew a beard and everyone was like, not about it? Oh.
Jacob Elordi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, it looked weird.
It did look weird. He looked younger. Also, him in Euphoria. What an absolute psycho.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong with you? That's such a funny scene.
I love that show so much.
Yeah, I know.
It's so obnoxious, but so real at the same time.
It's so tense. There are so many moments where I'm just like, ugh.
I don't know how they did, but that writing made it, like, it's just so interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with the third season.
Apparently they started, like,
did they even start writing the script?
They did, but they then did? Fez. So, I got to start bench cut for you.
Oh, okay.
Portman.
Is this like just them as a whole, or is this like a certain
whatever
period?
You want?
Okay,
Alba.
Okay,
Keira Knightley.
I'm gonna go kill Knightley. Oh wait, start or bench Knightley.
I almost threw a punch.
Why?
Just continue.
Start bench cut. Oh, cut Knightley, bench Portman, start Alba. I think that'll be mine. That's just my opinion, though. I'm into blondes. Portman's not a blonde. Neither is Knightley.
They're all like in the same genre.
They are.
So that's why I was like,
they are.
No, I'm starting Knightley.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Portman's too good of an actress. I'll cut her.
She's so good.
Black Swan. Such a good movie.
That is great. Do you have any, like, is there like a jump scare from a horror movie that actually like genuinely startled you? That you can like think of, like that's just like off the top of your head, like this one startled me.
Smile didn't do anything for me.
One or two or both?
One, both, but yeah. Sinister.
Yeah, Sinister.
When that fucking, when he's looking out into the woods area, it doesn't see anything, but then you look at it again, the mask dude's just staring at him. I can't. That movie's fucking terrifying.
That one's really scary.
Or the fucking
Insidious.
Sinister, the lawnmower. This is a lawnmower for a minute and a half.
They're just laying down.
And then eventually, it goes over him. He's like, oh, shit. Oh, my God.
The Insidious one scared me where it was just the demon dude was just behind her.
I got some.
Okay.
And then you get the next one. First day of high school. Not freshman. Like first day of the year or semester.
Okay. Regardless.
First day of the semester for any year in high school. Do you remember the first day of each class of wondering who's going to be in your class?
It was fun.
That feeling?
It was like...
electric.
It's like gambling. Dude, it really is.
Because you know a few that like you compared schedules with, but yeah. After a while, you're like, I'll show up.
Yeah.
Staring at the door, seeing who's coming in was the coolest. Like, it was so like, exciting.
There would either be your friend who you were hyped about, the kid who was like unironically like hilarious.
But you're
like,
not friends with?
Realize, yeah, who you weren't friends with, but like hilarious. He was really funny, unintentionally. You're like, yes. Or is someone that you're just like,
don't care.
Like this. Oh,
fuck, this yeah, but it literally was like gambling. Literally, like, oh, yeah. Shit. No, and then you see, you connect eyes like,
That happened actually when I did Bible school. I literally, like, when I did Bible school, I would just sit, the first, only time, I, or eighth grade when I got my confirmation, I would just sit there and I was just like, who's walking in, who's walking in? And then some kids I knew, and I'd be like, let's go. It was like, it was church. That actually goes into my next question. When was the last time you were at church? When was the last time you've been to church? I don't even know what my answer is. Not to a church, but like a service.
I was under the age of 7.
Okay. I think the last time I was in.
And I think I went like 3 times total.
Yeah. We had to do a, for Bible school, we had to do one overnight retreat.
Okay.
It wasn't like one-on-one with the priest.
But I was
like,
did he have a time or what?
No. It was like just a boatload of kids and they always had to stay overnight or whatever. Two kids from our school, they were in there and it was me and Parker.
Okay.
And there was one point where obviously it was time to go to bed. So all of us were just in this room. It turned off the lights and you just hear like crinkling of wrappers. And it was Daniel and Adrian just launching Rice Krispie treats at each other from across the room in pitch black.
That's gas.
So
that
fun.
That is so fun.
And then
throwing stuff in the dark is hilarious.
And then when it was praying time, I don't know if it was one of them, I don't know who it was, but someone ripped ass in this quiet ass room during praying time. And like just trying not to laugh during that. Unreal.
Church.
You got to find your own way to make it fun. I don't know. You really expect your kid to sit there and just listen to this person toxing to you?
I just don't. The Father of Christ, it's just like, we are holy. Part of me wanted to go to church, not for religious purposes, but just to have some hilarious stories and do the, like, mimic the priest and stuff for like comedy.
Yeah. Oh, this is funny. What athlete do you think has the highest body count of any sport? Just what athlete out there do you think has the highest body count? And why?
KD.
Really?
He's been outwardly saying that he hates girlfriends and relationships. So I don't know. Funny. I don't know.
Might be Johnny Manziel. He might be up there. Is that? Oh, Fields is in?
30 inches, yeah. Talk about a smooth motherfucker.
God.
6'4", fast as fuck, light skin. Just can't throw.
Manziel is one of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time. As far as like...
Yep, top five.
Dude, that man's life during college at least was probably a fucking movie.
You got Tim Tebow, yeah. Vince Young.
Complete opposite lifestyles, Tim Tebow and Johnny Manziel during college probably.
Legitimately opposites, yeah. Coolest live sport TV moments you've ever seen.
Had to see it live, that's hard. I mean, if we're talking sports, the one that comes that I saw live was the Minnesota Miracle.
I saw that too.
That was lit.
That was cool. I got the kick six. The Bama-Auburn, when the Bama tried for the field goal and Auburn returned it all the way back to touchdown.
That's sick.
Remember, it was like near Thanksgiving or November or something. I don't know when it was. I was at my uncle's house in their basement. I saw it live and I came screaming from the other room and they thought like something bad happened. I was like, dude, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen.
I think I saw the Gonzaga buzzer beater live.
Oh, I did too.
I think I saw
that. Wait, the Jalen Suggs one?
Yeah.
I saw the Villanova one.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Villanova one. I saw one of them live. I don't remember, but they were both sick.
Yeah, it was the North Carolina hit winning three, and they ran back and hit three.
Yeah.
That was the night I ripped my finger in half, basically.
How?
I got stuck on a treadmill, and, and it burned like half, almost getting off. That's the same night, yeah.
Dude, treadmills, as a kid, actual death traps.
Dude, I fell. I grew fucking around on it. It wasn't going too fast. I just fell.
No,
my finger got
used.
Like I went pen down, my finger got stuck, and it just got stuck there as it's still going. I'm like, I was in like... you know, shocks. I'm like, can someone turn this off, please? I literally said it like that. And there's this white bone, like friction burn.
Is that the most pain you've ever been in as a kid? I'm trying to think of what the most pain I've ever been in as a kid is.
I don't know.
I've never broken a bone.
It's hard because you're like, you're in shock right away. No, so like,
I remember I kicked a pumpkin one time and I definitely broke my toe. But like, it's a broken toe. You can't do
anything
about it.
After all like the contact sports
I know my answer.
All the contact sports I did, I swear, I think stubbing my toe like unintentionally might be the like...
It sucks.
Holy hell.
But I was
I'm on the ground for 14 minutes.
I was goalie when I was like 12, 13 for travel soccer.
Oh yeah.
I was goalie.
Story. Yeah.
And my coach was a previous like English soccer, like professional soccer player. So this dude could kick a ball literally at the speed of light. And I was 13 and he's like, "Oh, you ready, Justin?"
I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. Kicks it. It just bounces off my wrist. And I literally like looked at my wrist and I'm like, I can't feel my wrist. I can't do anything. Like I think I sprained it or whatever, but I literally like just, it was just pulsating pain. Do you think you could coach a football team?
A head coach?
Yeah.
No.
You think you could do any like coordinator or anything? Offensive?
Yeah.
Defense?
I mean, yeah, but you had to start like with a position, right?
Yeah.
That'd be defense. Yeah.
Okay. I think I could coach like, was this SZA's movie? See, I could definitely coach a soccer team though. I feel like that's easier.
Kicking and screaming.
Oh, what a movie. Ditka.
The coffee machine.
Yeah. I like dressing up. I think I'm in a minority there, but I've always liked dressing up.
In high school, I hated it because we'd do it for like away games for basketball and shit. And like, that was the fucking stupidest shit in the world.
Really?
Yeah. For away basketball games, we had to dress up.
That sucks.
Every time, yeah. So dumb. Dumbass tradition. But now, dressing up depends for what I'm doing.
For what? Yes.
For like one night in Vegas, we all dress up. That's fun because you act like you're not broke.
Exactly.
I don't mind it now. It's just like more because I have a real job. So like, I don't mind it, but.
Do you have to dress? No, you don't go into the office. No, you do go into the office.
Khaki polo,
yeah.
For a future wedding of yours, do you like have any ideas of like the theme, not theme of the wedding? We talked about earlier. Yeah.
I do. I think for.
And what would you wear? Like,
I want. And I think me and Sarah kind of talked. Like, we've talked. I love dark green. Okay. Like dark green.
Like forest green?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like my guys to wear all black suit and like white shirt, black suit, black vest, and then just dark green tie. I think that would look clean.
Hmm.
And then whatever her girls wear, whatever. That's I don't think it has to match. I don't think it matters. Maybe it does. No, it doesn't.
It usually does.
But maybe it does. Matter. I don't know. But
speaking of aliens, sorry.
Oh,
that
yeah,
guy's a motherfucking alien.
Lamar Jackson?
No, the other one.
Who?
He just ran the ball.
Oh.
Derrick Henry?
Oh, yeah.
He looks like the Predator.
So does Lamar Jackson looks like an alien to me. He always has. But yes, he does it like the Predator.
41 touchdowns, dude. Derrick Henry is an alien. That guy is so big, so strong, so fast.
Is there anything like you ate as a kid that will ate or drank as a kid that will ultimately lead to your early death? Like all the time, because I have one. When I was a freshman in high school, at the vending machines at school.
Okay.
You were in Terhar's class with me, right?
I was in a Terhar.
Okay, regardless. Every single day of my freshman year of high school, I would go to the vending machine and I would get a cherry diet Dr. Pepper. And I would drink a cherry diet Dr. Pepper every day.
CDDP.
Every day.
Ew.
I know.
You'll be okay. Do you have your teeth? All your teeth? Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Diet's crazy, though.
That's all I had. Thanks, Michelle Obama. Dude, drinking milk in high school lunch, those cartons. Non-chocolate is wild.
Yeah, dude, that's a red flag for me. It is.
I agree.
Any dude or person that drinks whole milk, white milk cartons from in high school is disgusting. I have Outdoor Boys.
On your mind?
On this list.
What? Just talking about him?
The YouTube.
Luke. Outdoor Boys, it's probably my favorite YouTube channel right now. And for the past year, it has been as well.
That food.
I don't get it. It shouldn't look as good as
the
it does.
The honey butter? Dude, fill it in every hole.
Dude. Whoa.
I don't do that shit.
The fact
crazy.
That he made a bread oven out of rocks doesn't like I can't compute that.
It's just he always eats so much fucking food. All three meals. You know, he eats so much.
He used to be like fat.
Yeah, I know. I heard about
he used
that.
To be like he's tall, but he used to be fat and now he's skinny. But yeah,
he eats so much food.
Cleans his plate
every
time. He'll show you his plate. You're like, we have pork chow, bacon, curry. And
cilantro,
and
onions,
and then it'll cut, and then the food will be gone.
Yeah, and then he cooks another meal.
And he's like, oh, it was good. I'm full. Oh my god, I love that dude.
And then he sits in a volcanic hot spring and then eats again. The guy just eats the whole. Literally, him camping, just him like building something sick and then just eating.
He's like, I'm gonna teach you how to not freeze to death if you don't bring a blanket or anything. I think Chick-fil-A's ranch is absolutely out of this world. I
fucking hate ranch.
Really?
Brick and I in the latest episode fucking destroyed ranch.
Brick doesn't like ranch either.
I fucking hate it.
I am a ranch.
Because you were talking about pizza dipping in ranch.
Oh, great. Literally so good.
Shut the fuck up.
No, dude. It's so good.
Shut the fuck up. We just destroyed it for an hour.
I'll defend it for an hour.
You upset. Put a puddle of ranch on your pizza?
No, I dip it into my pizza. Like I dip
the pizza. Yeah, but you squeeze a puddle of ranch and you dip the pizza in the ranch.
Correct. My pizza will not be as good if I don't have ranch dipped into it.
I'm just gonna move on. I can't. It's fucking
Do you up. Like deep dish?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Deep dish, great. I think we've talked about our top five fast food restaurants. But mine, I don't know if anything will ever beat Panda Express for me. It's just so reliable. The orange chicken has never, ever failed.
Haven't had Panda in so long because it's not like there's not a lot of up here.
Yeah.
That shit is so fucking good.
It's unreal.
Panda's up there for me, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so Taco Bell number one. And then, I mean, you gotta respect McDick's, though, right?
It's
so reliable.
It is. But reliable doesn't mean top tier. Like, the sandwiches we had today were very mid. But also, that guy, I think, was hated his entire life, so... Me and Jerry went to McDonald's today, and I think the guy at the cashier was Gordon Ramsay. But, like, the one who hated his life. Literally, Jared ordered...
I go, you have number one with the Sprite?
He literally sighed.
I go, I give you the easiest job. Is there anything else, mate? Yeah.
And then I ordered. Cheers. I ordered, and he was like, cheers. And I was like, cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother.
I wanted to crawl through that intercom and beat him.
Least hateable YouTubers.
Least hateable?
Yeah.
Yeah, throw Ace Road Delirious on there.
I don't like him.
You don't like him?
He's weird. Apparently he's a weird guy.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a bad answer. That was just right off the bat.
Smitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard with the gaming ones, though, because they just
the gaming ones are hard because you're right. They're all clip farming.
Yeah. Vanoss, though. Respect, though. Love Vanoss. Respect the shit out of that
Vanoss
dude.
Is so... He's always been so funny.
Genius.
So, he's an EDM dude, like artist, too.
Genius.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Wildcat, I love that whole, like, not that whole group. It's mainly
I'll go, basically, I do That's work over all of them. Marcel?
He's so funny. I've always thought Wildcat's one of the funnier, just underratedly funny. I always thought Noglu was kind of annoying.
Yeah, Terrorizer was annoying as fuck.
So funny.
He's funny, he's annoying.
Yeah.
I'll go least hateable. I'll go the Luke from the Outdoor Boys.
No, dude, that's actually the number one answer.
I'll do... Gaming ones are tough. Tim the Tap Man, dude.
Dude, what a great guy.
Right? Yeah.
Literally one of my favorites.
He's up there.
I love Moist Critical, but I understand that some people don't hate it. Oh, or yeah. Don't like
it. If you don't like, because he's very low vocal. Yeah. Well,
it's just his tone of voice. He has not gone below or above the same octave for 10 years.
I hate Shroud. Love that guy. So.
Shroud's just kind of, I mean, he's just a little boring.
He's a prodigy, but he's the most boring person
you
in life.
You watch him to learn how to be good at games.
Did you ever watch Summit?
1G?
No. No, 2G.
No, I never really watched him. I just know he was good at PUBG. Was that his game? Or was it H1Z1? Something like that.
H1Z1 is so awesome.
Do you remember, what was that Black Ops 3 YouTuber we watched? Oh, Fearless? Do you remember that dude? Shout out Fearless if you're still here.
You know what's funny?
What?
Everyone knows him.
Really?
Everyone watched him.
As in?
Like our generation.
Oh, really?
Everyone watched him.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because he had millions of subscribers and he stopped, right?
Yeah.
Randomly. His videos were great.
No, they were so funny. I mean, like, they're not like...
His voice is weird.
They're not like funny to... Like, I've gone back and watched like old Vanoss videos and I'm just like, obviously I don't like that. Like, it's not funny now. But like back then it was so funny.
Dude, their prop hunt run and guess who?
Oh.
Every video
Dude, their
was
G-mods were gold. Great.
Oh my God. Hopefully Vanoss didn't do anything weird. I haven't seen anything, but like, you know, Melad gone, Omrecker gone.
That actually, like, I felt betrayed when Melad and all that
you
came out.
You can kind of tell, though.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you could. Not physically, but
not
the way
him. Not way, to me, Ilya. Who would you be more scared to run into in an alleyway? Spider-Man when he isn't talking, or Batman when it's dark and raining?
What suit does Spider-Man have on?
I want to say symbiote, but that's such a cop-out answer.
Because it's going to be Batman no matter what, but I'm trying to get Spider-Man some stuff.
Okay. Then, all right, let's, yeah, I
think
agree.
Amazing Spider-Man, that suit with him not talking is kind of creepy.
When he wasn't talking?
Yeah, when he tilted his head?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of creepy.
Oh, my God. It's actually menacing.
I mean, Batman all the way, but like...
I agree. Which Batman would you be like the most scared to run into?
Actor-wise
Christian Bale, Robert Pattinson, Michael Keaton... Ben Affleck.
Val Kilmer.
Honestly, Robert Pattinson was a terror. Like,
I fucking love that movie so fucking much, dude. I
literally knocked out of the water.
That's one of the few movies I've rewatched like three or four times. Good.
It's not a fucking superhero movie. It's a detective.
It's a serial killer forensic movie. Yeah. That's why I love it. That's like the video games.
That's what they. I mean, I'm not that surprised they never did it, but
Arkham
I'm glad.
City? That's what it was.
I'm glad they finally got it like that. And dude, I can't do the second
Arkham
one.
Knight or Arkham City, the first 3 hours of the game is you trying to figure out a murder.
I know. I don't know. I always go back and forth if I think Batman has the cooler villains or Spider-Man.
Green Goblin's sick.
Green Goblin is so dope.
Sandman's kind of weird. That lizard's pretty cool.
The lizard's the cool. Rhinoceros. The rhinos. I mean, it depends on how they do it. Kraven's cool, but
that
the
was
movie,
a disgusting move.
Yeah, I can't.
Bricked it. By his fifth year.
I also nothing will ever be funnier than the Sony's
Riddler. Oh, I mean Joker, dude.
Joker's great. Joker's all time the best.
Joker wipes
literally of all time.
And like Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Killer Croc. No, Batman clears.
Clayface is. If they do, I can't wait to see what villain they do for the Batman Part Two, because it's gonna be so realistic.
And they delayed it like 2 extra years.
I know, which I'm fine. Oh, dude, thank God. Take all the time you need.
Oh my God, I hate when people or movies rush their shit. Mm-hmm. That's why people were weird with Lord of the Rings, because like year after year after year, it's like, damn, how do you...
It was year after year after year? Damn, but they were all good.
Oh, I know. If you were an announcer, what's your signature saying? Westbrook's obviously cotton picking mine.
God, you're insane.
That's real.
I can't believe it's real.
You got fired instantly. And he stuttered and like had a chance.
Yeah,
like,
he really had a chance to save it. I wonder what the most fun sport to announce is. Baseball would be
fun as in what? Like
fun as in like you as the announcer, like what is the most fun?
It probably something to do with like the entertainment of the sport, right?
Yeah.
But baseball's probably the easiest.
Baseball's the easiest. Happening. Hockey might be the hardest because hockey's so fast paced.
Dude, my bladder.
Go take a wee wee.
Nope. Okay. So my last thing on here, not last, but like for my notes, is a song that I would like to play, and we have to realize how good of a song it is, and that like we need to
bring it back into like the limelight.
Yes, because both artists fucking suck.
Can I hear what the artists are? Then I probably
you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Are you just gonna play it? Oh yeah. This song, well, everybody, this song is ridiculous. This song is ridiculous. Got me for life. BB Rexha and G Easy.
That song is so amazing, but I hate both of them.
G Easy had potential.
It got really corny.
Kind of like Jack Carlo. Like, there's potential. Jack Carlo
is way better.
Yes. Technical rapper wise.
Yes.
G Easy had potential, but then he just decided to go corny.
That's 2015. That was our sophomore year.
That song ran
freshman year.
That
was our freshman year.
That ran my freshman year.
Yeah,
that song,
it did.
100%. Oh my God!
And then he cheated on her.
And then he cheated on her. How the fuck do you cheat on Halsey, dude?
And how after the song too?
This album was actually really good. I'm not even gonna lie.
Do you know he told her that he cheated on her, and then they perform a song right after?
Yes, dude. What first? Okay,
what is with celebrities cheating on people?
I don't get it.
Cheating is like the weirdest phenomenon to me.
Yeah,
it's either. I didn't mean anything. I didn't mean to. It's like the amount of steps you went through to do it, false.
I don't think.
Or just say, we're done and then do it. Like, what?
I don't think you're like, you're not like the, you're a bad person in that instance if you cheat. But I think you can like, you know, whatever, bounce back, whatever. I don't think like if you cheat once, you're always like, you're just once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't believe in that.
Well, it just depends on the person you cheat on probably.
Yes. But like if you get into Hollywood and you get into a relationship right away and
just,
you cheat,
don't get in the
just don't get into a relationship.
Yeah, just go have a time.
Yeah, just go literally. Like Barry Keoghan, what are you doing? What are you doing cheating on Sabrina Carpenter?
He did cheat on her? I know they broke up. How do you leave her?
She's the biggest star in the world right now.
And
literally.
Look at her.
And look at her.
She seems funny.
My toxic trait is thinking that I could genuinely pull her. Like, and I'm not even like sarcastic about that. And my girlfriend knows that.
She seems cool too.
She seems awesome.
I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, Sabrina Carpenter is dope. Come on the show.
Olivia or Sabrina? Everything. Music, looks, everything. Person. Who'd you let her hang out with?
Sabrina. 100%.
Oh, fight you to the death. Liv Rod's the goat.
She is. She's great. She's goated. They're both goated though.
Liv Rod's very Disney though.
She's very theater kid.
She's Disney. Sabrina is Disney, but she's also
both great.
She's fake Disney. She's the one, like, the doctor said I have autism.
You don't.
Tell him you don't.
Tell him you don't.
Who wrote that?
That
show sucked, but yeah.
Come right on me. I mean camaraderie. Say you're not in my time zone, but you want to be.
Bars. She write her shit? Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm starting to get warm.
Take off the sweatshirt, babe.
Go Cats.
Cigarette. Daydream.
That, what I typed literally was not English. If you were a high school teacher, what would you teach? History.
I can't say gym, right?
No. Probably history. History's got to be the easiest.
History'd be dope.
So I've never had a history teacher that I've not been like, you're such a dope person.
Math would be the worst.
Math would suck.
Actually, no. English would be the worst.
And yeah, no one likes
it. Because math is objectively great and it's easy. I just wish teachers were more people than teachers.
I agree.
Somewhere.
I originally went to school to be a teacher. That changed.
What happened to that?
That changed.
Grab the ball, bucket.
If you have something wrong, like with your tongue, do you go to the dentist or the hospital, or like the doctor? Because it's in your mouth.
Dumbest shit. Dentist is just teeth, babe.
But yeah.
And jaw.
No. Jaw too. Is that dentist? No. That's hospital?
I don't know.
What is that? What's an orthodontist? It's just a more expensive dentist.
Dentist is more clean. Orthodontist is more bone structure, I think.
Maybe. But that's like braces.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, I had to get braces twice. I had it for 4 years, and then I didn't wear my retainer like I was supposed to, and my teeth shifted again.
Dude, rubber bands are the worst thing of all
time. That is your humiliation ritual as a kid. You're getting rubber bands.
And they're like, what color do you want? I'm like, I don't want any color.
Dude, I just want to get out of here, man. I had this thing in my mouth when I was in second grade. It was called... expander.
Yep, so I know what that is. Teeth,
yeah, like literally you had to crank this thing, and I think it would either shrink your mouth or expand your mouth, whatever, probably expand. But holy, it sucked.
I have two permanent retainers in my mouth, one the top four teeth and the bottom four teeth. And
I have two. So
yeah, you do. I can't floss those teeth, so I just don't.
Well, they tell you to. I'm like,
I can't.
I don't have 3 hours.
I'm not gonna get this little pick and go in and out. Yeah,
fuck off. Fuck off.
I'm not doing that. No. Sorry. I'll just let my dentist do it every 6 months.
When was the last time you used a Band-Aid? First off, actually, do you have Band-Aids here?
I do.
You do. Okay.
When I disc golfed a lot, I got the biggest fucking blisters.
So that's understandable.
Band-Aid and mat.
We had a potluck at work.
Yeah.
We're just classic. Like, we all made dips. I didn't make it. My girlfriend's mom made buffalo chicken dip because she makes bussin' buffalo chicken dip.
It might be the best dip of all time, by the way.
Oh, 100%.
Kill him. Send him out. Flagrant. Out.
The rack in the oven at work is so high to like the top of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And the whatever, it was at like 350. And I put it in and then I like let go and my thumb went up and just touched the top. And you can't really see it, but this hole just, there's a scar now, but it's just here was just, it turned white. I was like, that's never happened before. And then it just peeled off.
Yum.
And it hurt, bro. Burns suck. Burns might be my least favorite pain of all time.
Sunboysing, does sunburn count in that category? Could you technically burn?
Yeah. Because that's just like, dude, that, it's not
have
like.
You ever gotten sun poisoning?
No, actually never. But I
got it twice. Heard,
yeah. My girlfriend's sister.
Put a bull in my head.
When we were in Florida, my girlfriend's sister got sunburn on her eyelids. And they just puffed up, and she literally just like couldn't open her eyes all the way.
So sun poisoning sunburn so bad, where you just get nauseous fever, and you have it. It's hell. Sun poisoning, that and mono horrible. Put a bullet.
I've never had mono, thankfully. You've had mono though, right?
There's still time. Yeah,
there's still
you
time.
You can't get it again after you have it, which is sick.
That is,
but
nuts.
It's also after you get it, it's in your system for 3 months. And you can still get like transfer it.
Damn,
3 months after. Yeah, it was during COVID.
I thought you could only get it during kissy.
Yeah, correct. That's how I got it. Dude, put a bull in my fucking head. No, I wanted to die.
Yeah.
Legitimately wanted to die. I had my own room, dorm, which is fire.
Yeah.
But I had a bunk bed or a loft, whatever.
Yeah.
I moved it onto the ground, put garbages and everything I need, water.
Your bed? Like your
mattress? On the ground. Everything on the ground, so I didn't have to move.
Yeah, you can't.
I peed
climb
in
up.
Like 7 Gatorade bottles.
You didn't leave
I
your
couldn't get up. You can't get up. You can't move.
Oh, yeah, that's what I've heard. You literally just, immobilized. Damn. Ugh, that sucks.
I love airports though, but
I don't mind them. Yeah,
O'Hare. I love O'Hare.
Yeah, me too. I like O'Hare.
Thank you.
Maybe
it's because we're
everybody's like, I hate it. I'm like, It's chaos, it's but simple. That's why I like it.
It's simple.
I like it because it's just chaos.
It's a lot going on, but it's also not, you don't get lost.
No.
It's nice.
It's just, I mean, to be fair, it is like 8 miles long or whatever.
Yeah, but like you know where you're going. Yeah. Vegas is rough.
Vegas sucks. Airport or the lost or the
greatest airport of all time. 3, 2, 1. CVG, Cincinnati. Shout out.
No, I don't know.
Easiest, simplest, quickest. It's insane.
Salt Lake City was a good airport, but it was a little confusing. I did touch every single inch of that airport though during that 8 hours because I had nothing else to do. I literally walked it like 15 times. O'Hare. I remember my first day of college. My roommate was like, "Let's go find a frat party to get into." I'm like, "Bro, we're gonna get laughed at. Are you insane?"
What's with that? Like, I know college frat drink. Ugh. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's with like 6 hours in of moving. Hey, let's go with frat. Like, give it some time.
Get it? Dude. Figure out where you are first. What the vibe is
I
like.
I had fun at like one single frat party.
I went to one frat party for 15 minutes and I didn't have fun.
I went to a few, but all of them I hated and yeah. everyone's floor is sticky as shit. And the one I went was fun because some shit went down, but I was just like spectator.
Yeah.
I was laughing.
Yeah, I love spectating.
Oh, awesome. People watching?
Best.
Kobe
literally
hit it.
Like the best thing.
Bang time.
Bang bang shrimp. I love shrimp. I think I could eat an endless amount of fried shrimp.
I prefer jumbo shrimp from Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh?
Shut up. This isn't it weird that we nuked something? Isn't that fucking wild?
Multiple things.
In the 40s?
Multiple things in the 40s.
Isn't that wild?
I actually started watching Fallout. And that opening
the show?
Scene, yeah. That opening scene.
Have you finished it?
No. I have only seen
it. It's awesome, episode. Dude.
That opening scene.
Oh yeah,
literally gave me like goosebumps.
Yeah,
four nukes, or like there might have been five, but Jesus, what that, a crazy thing!
Nukes are wild.
What an insane!
It's weird how it's just there, right? And then nobody.
It's the fact that we're just like, yeah, like we have these.
We did in the '40s, and no one's done it since, except for like in the ocean. Or whatever.
This cut like many other countries just have them, and yeah, what's the scariest natural disaster?
Tsunami, probably. Right?
Yeah, it's gotta be the San Andreas one. Cracks me up. Just riding up, literally just vertical on this fucking wave. The Rock.
Andreas is the top five worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
No, Rampage.
That's also on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The newest Roadhouse is one of the worst ones I've ever seen. I literally hated that movie. It was so bad.
It was bad, but like I feel like it wasn't trying to be good. Those two were trying to be.
I think that's the problem. I think I expected it to be a remake of the 80s one, Roadhouse, and then it wasn't.
So I just like Gyllenhaal a lot.
I love Gyllenhaal.
But like, no, it was not supposed to be like it's Conor McGregor. It was supposed to be good.
What do we have here? The Hulk is everyone.
Dude,
The Rock sucks. I literally rock.
I don't know. His contract is so weird with industries. He's like, I think he has a thing on his contract where he cannot be a villain. He has to always win. Like that's, yeah.
He probably also has where he can't get paid less than $150 million.
Yeah, he's an icon apparently, so. We should start doing an analyst, like analysts and sports networks just get hammered.
Yeah, I agree. Just let them get hammered, dude.
Also, what's this? The censoring is fucking annoying.
Yeah. I think censoring might go down as our generation gets like older and into this industry.
Well, it's like, it is, but it isn't. You can't say shit. But also, you like, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's true. Like, there's like, so
Barkley
much you can't.
Barkley and O'Neal are talking about like semen.
So funny.
And inside the NBA.
Them like, young boys, and they're coming.
But a guy's banging you.
Those two are one of the funniest fucking duos. Every year, seeing Shaq get thrown into a Christmas tree is something I look forward to.
Every time.
Tree, but
when's the next World Cup? I'm waiting. I'm ready for it. I was in college when it happened last, so.
2026.
Gas. I'm ready for it. I love gas. That shit.
Yeah, World Cup's great.
I'm not that big of a soccer fan, but I'm so patriotic when it comes to that shit.
100%. I think it's going to be in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, no, that's Olympics. Both are going to be in the U.S.
World Cup's going to be in the U.S.
Where?
L.A., Kansas City.
Not going to be L.A. anymore.
Oh, no, it's North America. Sorry. So it's Canada, U.S., Mexico. So L.A.'s burning. L.A.'s on fire right now.
Legitimately an inferno. And it looks like town.
And we can't stop looking at it and think and like talking about it.
It's just wind.
Dude, that's
those and videos 0% and photos contained. Are so insane. It looks like post-apocalyptic. And it's real.
And they're using prisoners
to
inmates and paying them like $5 a day, whatever, it doesn't matter how much you're paying.
They're not how they're paying, but
to fight
frontline,
just what they want, which you said
gonna be a fantastic movie or not.
If there's
like it could be, that's potential to be an insane
I
movie.
Just don't understand all those videos of people trapped inside their houses, the fire flames are trapping them. It's yeah, like, how do you like, not leave you before,
prove?
Dude?
What are you trying to prove?
How do you not leave before?
You're trying to show what the flames look like? I know what fire looks like. Get out, please.
The one where the dog is scared, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, that was the worst. Dude, I literally can't watch. I know like they made it out from what I've heard.
Why were they taking a video? Fucking leave.
He was literally talking to his dog. He's like, you'll be okay. I'm like, no, you won't. Get out.
Fire is the worst, probably death of all time. So
100%.
Well,
I feel bad. 100%. Gotta be.
I'd rather drown. What temperature of water would you want to drown in?
Honestly?
Would be best.
Probably like.
I was thinking frozen ass.
Yeah, because your body will probably go into shock.
And freeze, yeah.
Yeah, probably that.
Right?
I wouldn't want to be boiled alive. Are you kidding?
Well, that'd be the worst. And then, like, temperature is like, I feel like room temperature water, it's just like kind of embarrassing. Because, like, what situation is that you're like a pool, like, swim? Like, you know what I mean?
You know what, like, kind of haunts me? The thought of getting caught into a riptide.
The moon haunts
me. The moon does, but getting caught in a riptide scares me.
It's a good song.
Great song. Apparently, you're supposed to swim diagonally. I wonder what that feels like, though.
Dude, I hate when people give you tips on survival situations. They're like, hey, fuck you. I'm not thinking straight. Like, I'm going to freak, like a shark attack. Take your thumb and stick it in its eye.
So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to punch it in its nose. I'm thrashing.
I am throwing everything.
I'm dead.
I'm not, hey, I'm going to take my thumb in its eye and move it like, I'm like, dude, no.
So you're going to wrap your finger around its gills and then do a 360 one.
Finger its gills.
No, I'm dying. I'm being eaten.
I'm either dying or going crazy. I'm panicking.
I'm elbowing its snout or whatever. Dude, sharks are fucking terrifying. Unless you're outdoor boys, I'm not taking survival advice from you.
Yeah, if you're not Luke.
Not Luke, get out.
Tag, I'm going to need you to hit free throws, dude.
Brian? That's a fighter. Why did I say Brian instead of Jenna Ortega? I've been watching too. I watch UFC. That's really all
Sabrina
I watch.
Sabrina Carpenter or Jenna Ortega?
Sabrina Carpenter.
She on top?
What?
Is she on top on your list?
Yeah. Oh, right she's, yeah, she's number one.
Okay.
My if we have a top three, like celebrity crushes, Sabrina Carpenter.
Right now?
One. Yeah, right now.
I don't have, I mean.
Well, I'll tell you mine.
Oh, I think I
Sabrina Carpenter's one. Dove Cameron is two. Dove Cameron
still?
Was, oh, she's probably never going to leave.
Okay.
Dove Cameron is one of the most gorgeous women I've ever seen. And then it always, three always goes, always switches between Zendaya and Billie Eilish. Right now, it's probably Zendaya, but she just got engaged.
Is that real?
The engagement?
I saw the ring.
Yeah, yeah. 100%. The Rock. It's a rock, bro.
I'll go any order, Rodrigo.
I've also had a crush on Sadie Sink.
Mm-hmm. Sweeney?
Sweeney's really pretty.
Yeah, but it's like everyone's like number one. Yeah. Like every like high school dude.
She like, seems like she'd be really fun to hang out with.
Also, if you said Brecky Hill, I'll throw this mic at your face.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm good. I don't even.
Fantastic finish to the half by Kentucky, by the way.
How the hell did Jinxie date Brecky Hill?
She did for clout.
Yeah.
Genius.
And then she made people think that Barry Keoghan cheated on Sabrina Carpenter with her. So smart.
Although I stopped watching Jinxie after he drooled on his fucking controller.
Do you have any coughs?
Bang, motherfucker!
You know what I was just thinking about?
Nope.
Imagine being a celebrity and hearing us talk about this, like whatever, like a celebrity, and like getting like offended. Like we're just regular ass dudes. Like really? Are you insane?
Celebrity gets mad. I'm like, dude, I am a 23-year-old broke person in an apartment.
Right literally, now. You could buy me. Look at your bank account after you read a comment that you don't like.
I think Marvel Rivals Intoxicated is a good idea.
100%.
What character would you run if you're intoxicated to make you better? Wolverine.
Just a full-on aggression.
I'm not that kind of drunk, though.
No.
What kind of drunk? I know what kind of drunk you are, but like, if you had to describe it yourself.
Like right now?
No, what kind of drunk
kind
are
of
you?
A drunk am I?
Yeah. I know, but like, you can describe it yourself.
I get you depending move. On what I drink, you I get move. I get up and moving.
You move. I just talk a lot more and faster.
Yeah.
Even faster than I usually do. Some influencers that get super popular because of the way they look and nothing else is so interesting to me.
Yeah. 100%. I don't get it.
Like you just post and you're very attractive and then you're just set.
And then like the more followers.
Now, I'm not even talking about OnlyFans either. I'm just talking about
no, general. And then it's some like TikTokers like Charli D'Amelio. We'll just start with her.
She can dance, though.
Okay.
She's on Broadway.
She's on Broadway?
Yeah.
All right. She's an outlier.
Yeah, and then whenever they complain about anything, everyone just goes in and hammers them, which...
Oh, I wouldn't complain about a single thing.
They're human, but
I agree.
Yeah.
I really, really fucking want Nike Elite socks to make a comeback.
Oh my God.
Like, genuinely, I mean that.
Those thick fucking things.
Dude, they're so sick.
They were so cool, but now they're just not.
They're just not, but like, I want them to come back, dude.
I'll be with it. Let's start a movement.
All right.
Next to donate money to LA for the fires would be bring Nike Elite socks back, but the black ones only. For some reason, I feel like we put the guy from Outdoor Boys, Luke, by those fires, and he'll get the job done.
Yeah, I'll know how to put him out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
So what you'll want to do is...
Get some honey butter, pour it all over the fire. Just put gravel over the fire and sleep on it.
Did you see XQC's solution to stopping the fire?
No.
He goes, why don't you just put a bomb right at the edge of the fire and set it off? So when the fire gets to the where the bomb was, it's just soil.
So
I go to the bathroom.
I can stop it now.
Yeah.
Conclude it.
It's Serena Carpenter. If you want to come on the show, DM us on Instagram.
Yeah, we don't have that much money to pay you, but like...
No, we can't pay you.
You seem very funny.
You seem like you'd match the vibe of our podcast, so.
Talk to her, not me.
Please, come on.